News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
It was the first ever World Cup halftime show. It delayed the start of the second half quite a lot. And we have to ask, was it worth it? Was it worth bringing this Super Bowl level of entertainment to the beautiful game? Dave Fanning, broadcaster and music journalist, was watching it as well. Dave, thoughts?
Was it worth it? Well, it was certainly worth it for FIFA, and it was certainly worth it for everybody else involved in terms of entertainment in the States. But it's a total joke. It's ridiculous, carry on. It's also very dangerous, because the scientists and the physios will tell you that longer breaks, muscle temperature drops, injury second half, then another injury in the next part. So, like, you know, it should never go past 15 minutes. I just think it's just ludicrous, carry on. Having said that, like, they did a very good job of the kind of time they were on, with Kermit and Miss Piggy and Madonna and Shakira and Justin Bieber and all that, whoever else. BTS, who'd been in the army for the last few years, they came back. They were the biggest boy band. Sorry, they were the biggest band in the world. Oh, sorry, biggest act in the world, biggest group in the world, whatever, beforehand, and then they went to the army, and they're still the biggest, you know, and they do, and they were in Paris the night before in a 3-hour show. So, you know, do I take my hat off? Yeah, but go away, do it somewhere else. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was this, we were just talking about it with Will there before the news, you know, at the start they had things at the start as well, and I know that that's the traditional place where we would have seen
yeah
this.
But now Tom, is that not enough?
I mean, Tom Cruise reading a poem that didn't exactly inspire the world. I'd have taken that and said, grand lads, you've had your fun now, would you ever feck off?
No, it's really funny you should say that, because all that first hour beforehand is always huge razzmatazz, and that's before the match. That's a different thing, and that's fine. I remember years ago, Jimmy McGee, about 20 years ago, in Brazil or somewhere, and all these sort of, you know, belly dancers and everybody else out the pitch, and he was getting really bored, obviously, because he had to, you know, talk about the whole thing. And then, like, they let off these doves at the end. He was trying to, and there they go, the pigeons of peace. I don't know if he was trying to be funny or if he actually had no idea, but it was like, that's a perfect comment on this nonsense. Now, but as you say, that's before the match. It doesn't disrupt it. And as it is, with the 500 million they're making on the hydration breaks, I mean, a lot of those breaks are happening in football stadiums where there's a roof on it, and therefore there's air conditioning in that. It's just a con. The whole thing is a con. It really is. But I mean, like, you know, Infantino, he can see that Trump has done it with American politics, because everything is made out of clay these days, and executive orders, he goes to see Infantino, says, well, sheepers, I might as well do it myself. Let's face it, we're best friends.
Yeah, and I think that is the one thing that will come out of this, is the kowtowing to America. While it was a successful tournament, the blatant attempt to convince Americans that they should be interested in soccer, which has worked to a certain degree, you know, it has been at the expense of the rest of us who actually enjoy the game.
That's 100% true. I mean, like, you know, it's North America trying to kind of hijack the global game, because they've never really been part of it properly, and they're annoyed about that. I mean, that's the same country that has a thing called the World Series. There's over 200 countries in the world. How many countries are in the World Series? Two, America and Canada. That's it. So, like, you know, like, they've never been great at it. They're a pretty good team, the USA team, actually. It would help if the guy who got a red card stayed off. Anyway, point is that, like, you know, they've never been really good at it, but, like, they need to be part of it. They need to be huge. And the way they're doing it now is through entertainment. And seriously, some of the stuff, as you say, you know, Animal from the Muppets handing over the trophy would have been better than the Muppet from the White House.
I have to say, my heart did skip a little when I saw Animal. I was like, okay, I'm here for this.
did it bring you back to your youth, Jonathan?
It did. I was sitting there going, I like that guy. And the woman playing the guitar. But my children were distinctly looking on going, what the hell is happening here? This is
well, no, the
strange.
Funny thing about it is also, like, all that stuff at the very beginning, the choreography of all that, like, in the Down Under the Bunkers bit with Madonna, like, it was really well put together. It was really good in that. But what's it doing at the World Cup? And then, like, all of that would have been done 2 or 3 days beforehand. The first live stuff was totally actually come out of the tunnel. And I don't think anybody was singing live either. It was all lip syncing, or it was all whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, I think there might be mercy in that. Yeah,
right,
there might be mercy in that, that we didn't hear them sing it.
The whole thing is a joke. It really is, you know.
Thank you for being honest, as always, and actually watching it, whereas most of us went off and made a cup of tea. Dave Fanning there, looking back at what was a disastrous halftime show, the first time we ever had one.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.